We continue with our Jackson Heights locker room chat here on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. We're joined now by the boys basketball coach, that is Brett Plattner. It's brought to you by Farm Bureau Wareham, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System. We're just down to the final game of the regular season for Northeast Kansas League schools coming up on Friday. Some schools, of course, in the Big 7 and the TVL already done, getting ready for Substate. And we'll certainly talk about what Jackson Heights has next week for the Substate round opener, or first round opener, I should say. But nonetheless, Coach, Tuesday night, I know it was a tough shooting night for your team offensively, but you go to Oskaloosa. Bears have been pretty solid this year, and they're able to get the win 58-35. Just was shooting woes just kind of the big key for you on Tuesday?
Yeah, it was one of those things that in the game of basketball, when you struggle to hit shots, you're going to struggle overall in the course of the game, especially when your defense isn't quite matching the intensity to keep it a low-scoring affair. But, I mean, you look back, you watch the film, and, you know, maybe we were settling for a bit too many three-pointers, but for the majority of the time on those threes, we were creating open opportunities. We were getting good kickouts. It's just one of those nights where shots aren't able to fall. And collectively, over the last week or week and a half, we've been struggling with those shots, but with our roster composition and the way this team is made, you know, we probably have to rely on those three-point tries a little bit more than other teams. But credit to Oskaloosa. They came out really fired up, ready to play. Obviously, the last time we played them, it was two game-winning exchanges at the end of the game. They took the lead. We took the lead, ultimately. And they were ready to play, firing on all cylinders, hitting shots, and playing good defense. So hopefully moving forward, that if we continue to create the open opportunities we did on offense, we can hit some of those shots and build some confidence headed into not only Friday, but next Tuesday.
Yeah, you get Valley Falls on Friday. They were able to win the first meeting. That was all the way back at the beginning of January, right after the break. Won't spend too much time on that. Just kind of wanted to get an overall thought on what you thought of the league as a whole. Moore Hill Mounts Academy, a 13-3 league record. Horton, of course, off their state tournament run last year. The expectation was for them to be good. They certainly have been. JCN always puts together up a solid campaign. Valley Falls has won double-digit games in the league, and if you guys can get a win on Friday against the Dragons, you guys will have double-digit wins in the league. So everybody seemed to be just kind of beating up on each other for the most part this year. How would you assess the NEKL as a whole in 23-24?
Yeah, I think I said this in our pregame questionnaire for the basketball preview, that I thought the league would have a lot of parity this year, 1-7, 1-8. And there'd be a battle every night as far as to how the league positionings would shake out by the end of the year. I think for the large part, that's been the case. As you talked about, we have a lot of teams hovering around that double-digit win mark. Everybody's, you know, we've had one beat seven, we've had two beat six, we've had a lot of jostling for positions. And if you don't bring your focus mentally on any given night, anybody can beat you. And you've seen that play out, of course, like I just mentioned. We ourselves have split with a couple teams in the top end. We've lost two to Horton, of course. Horton's a really good team. And, you know, we're obviously in a different substate than most of our league schools, but it really could be an interesting substate to watch play out too, based on the regular season standings. But, NEKL has been really good this year. Like I said, probably in my fourth year coaching, probably the most parity we've seen top to bottom. And we have a lot of high quality coaches in this league who game plan really well and have excellent game plans that you constantly have to adjust to game one to game two.
Well, let's get to a quick thought on the substate real quick. Class 2A, Wabunsee is the host. You got a couple of 17-3 teams at the top with Bennington and Sacred Hearts. Lincoln is a 10-win team in the 3-seed. You guys look to be locked into that 4-seed, and we'll play 5-seed Mission Valley early next week in that first-round opener. Valley Heights, Wabunsee, Republic County, rounding out that bottom portion of the bracket there. But what's kind of an early thought on the substate as a whole?
Well, those 1-2 spots, like you mentioned, Bennington and Sacred Heart, those are really, really good basketball teams. If not a top 10 team in the state, they certainly have an opportunity to finish in the top half of those 2A standings if they were to make state. Sacred Heart can really shoot the lights out of the gym. They got guys 1-5 who can take you off the dribble and kick out and hit shots. And Bennington maybe has the best player in 2A, a big 6'8 post who's a handful down low and can step out and hit shots on his own. So, a really difficult opportunity to go west and play teams like that, but if they come across us, we're going to give them our best shot and give them our best challenge. And as far as Mission Valley is concerned in the first round, you know, I haven't had a chance to dive too far into the film because obviously we're focused on Valley Falls Friday, but in the limited clips I've seen of them and some of the film, they have a really, really talented point guard who can fill it up, has great ball handling skills, and have some athletes that they surround them with that can run and jump and attack the rim and hit shots on their own. So we're going to have to be playing our best ball, have immense focus headed into Sub-State. And if I know anything about our kids, is they're going to play hard and give it our best shot moving forward.
Jackson Heights boys basketball coach, that is Brett Plattner, joining us again, brought to you by Farm Bureau Aware. I'm Ron Kirk's Body Shop and Community Healthcare System. They'll get one more game, trying to get to 10-10 and 10-6 in league play to wrap it up on Friday, getting Valley Falls again at home to wrap up the regular season before turning around and get Mission Valley in the opener of Sub-State early next week. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you one more time next week.
Appreciate it, Brandon. Thanks.